produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, wherever you are in the world. I just want to bring you just wonderful greetings, wonderful, wonderful greetings. So I'm excited today, very, very excited, very excited. I'm excited, number one, because I have been chosen. And you know also why I'm excited? I'm excited because you have been chosen. You have been chosen by the Most High God, the King of Kings, and the Lord of Lords. And wherever you are in the world, God has chosen you. He has made you special. He has made you different. There is something unique about you. Just as everyone's DNA is different, even with a set of twins, their DNA strand is slightly different. Even with their physical attributes, their internal attributes, there is something about those set of twins that is uniquely different. Your fingerprints are different. Your hair is different. So you are completely different. You are a child of God. God created you to be who you are. I am so thankful that you are listening today. So, and the other reason why I'm excited, let me tell you all why I'm really, really excited. The older I get, the more excited I get about Jesus. And when you just think about how Jesus went to the cross many, many years ago, and he went for your sins, he went for my sins, he went for healing. It says by his stripes, his word says, by his stripes we were healed. So that means we can walk in healing. We can walk in authority. We can stand on every single promise that the Lord has promised us. I have never seen God break a promise to me yet. Now, there have been some times when God has told me, just not yet. Hold on, Carla. Hold on. Just pull back just a little bit. Put a pin in it. Now, I have truly prayed for some things to happen. And as the old people used to say, he may not come when you want him, but he's right on time. God has never let me completely down. Never let me down. Never let me down. And the word also says, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed beg bread. Just want to let you know, no matter what you're going through, the key word is through. You're going through it. And on the other side of through are blessings, blessings, blessings that you can never imagine. Never imagine. We're going to pray, then we're going to jump right in the lesson. Heavenly Father, as we come to you today, Lord God, first of all, we just want to tell you thank you. Thank you, Lord, for your grace, your mercy, your peace, Lord God. And as in Psalm 130 says, for your unfailing love. Lord God, we just thank you. We thank you that you have your arms wrapped around us, Lord God. We just thank you and praise you. We glorify you. We magnify you. And we lift up your holy name this morning. Lord, please use me as your maidservant as I go forth, Lord God, to expose your word, Lord God. I want to give your word complete exposure, Lord God. Give me holy boldness today, Lord God. Allow me to speak, Lord God. God, speak through me. Use me, Lord. I'm standing here, Lord, on your promises. We thank you and we praise you. Do not let this word go forth on deaf ears, Lord God. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. So I have a real special surprise. I'm not going to interview anyone this morning, but what we are going to talk about today is the power of re. Many years ago, probably about 10, 11 years ago, I did a study on the power of re, the prefix re. The prefix re means to do over, to come forth again. To restart your car means to that your car once upon a time was started, and we're going to stick the key back in the ignition, and we're going to start it again. To rejuvenate means that you were rejuvenated. You were happy, joyful. You were moving along inside. Then you laid low and was dormant for a little while. And to rejuvenate means to spring forth, to bring forth again. Well, I want to draw your attention to the book of Romans. Romans chapter 12. That's where we're going to start. And I am reading from two different Bibles. From the New International Version, and then the New King James Version. We're going to read the New King James Version first. It says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good, acceptable, and a perfect will of God. So we're going to talk about just renewing. Well, I'm telling you, spring is almost here. Spring is almost here. Some places have endured a very harsh winter, cold, bitter cold, frozen pipes. Some people have had the opportunity and the pleasure to go skiing. So everything has been cold, shut down. Even the sun doesn't stay up for an unlimited amount of time. The sun goes down a little bit early with the earth tilting on its axis. So a lot of people experience a specific depression in the wintertime because the sun goes down, sun's not up. Some people get depressed. So next weekend, this coming up weekend, Saturday night, we spring forward our clocks. We bring our clocks forward so that we'll have more hours of sunlight and sunshine. And remarkably enough, when that is done, a lot of people come out of their shells. They don't have that wintertime depression or the darkness depression. And spring has sprung. Everything is new, everything is fresh, and the word is renewed. Everything is renewed again. Everything comes back around again. When you go to the store, the items in the store even have changed. So instead of having, I noticed that in the fall you get the khaki colors, the darker colors, and then in winter we get our dark greens for the trees. We get our dark reds and burgundies to celebrate Christmas. And then in January, it begins to lighten up, and we get our light blues, you know, the color of ice or symbolism for ice. And then in February, we get the bright reds and the pinks. And then in March, we began to get the lighter, brighter colors and the pastels because we're celebrating the season of Easter and Jesus' resurrection and his death, his burial, and his resurrection. And we get Ash Wednesday and those holidays that are symbolic to Jesus. But the I want to talk about just being transformed and renewing our minds. In America, we are in the middle of our political season. The last 20 years, the political season has just gone on and on and on. Doesn't seem like we've had a break from our political season. So in America, we have a president, and then you have your vice president. And the gentlemen, so far they've been gentlemen, who sit in, you know, in this high office, the highest office in the land. In other countries, you all may have a king or a dictator who sit in these high offices. Well, as I was reading this word, it says that we need to be transformed. And in America, we have been conditioned to think in a capitalistic, narcissistic way. It's the I, me, mine, my. And my mom used to say, you know, some people have the attitude where they get all they can all they can get, put it in a can, put the top on it, and sit on it. So it's like you have all this stuff, all these material things, and you've put it in a can. And this can is just for you and maybe your family, your immediate family, and then you're just going to sit on your can. My brothers, my sisters, today I implore you, we have got to be renewed. We have got to take our minds to another level and another level in Christ. Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. I have prayed for a house. I have prayed for a car. But I have also prayed for my brothers, my sisters. I have prayed that the love of God would just be poured all over other people everywhere. I just want us as Christians to get out of the selfishness mode. I want us to stop being selfish. And it takes a lot out of us when we're selfish, when we're unwilling to share. And it doesn't even mean sharing material things. We can share a smile, share a wave to someone. I was told that you never know what people are going through. When you see people walking down the street, walking their dog, it doesn't cost you anything just to say hello, excuse me, and just to give a smile doesn't cost you a thing. But what we want to do is we want to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. And being transformed and renewing your mind, making your mind new and making your mind fresh, it is a process. It is a process. And it takes time. Excuse me. If you have been conditioned to think that I can do 1, 2, 3, and it's going to give me 4, 5, 6, if you have been conditioned and you say, this is how it has to be done, and someone tells you, no, you can actually do 3, 2, and 1 and still get 4, 5, and 6. But it's a process when you have to learn how to flip some things around and change some things. It's a process. Some people have said there's a 14, if you do anything for 14 days, it becomes a habit. If you do anything for 21 days, it becomes a habit. I just implore you that when you're in the process of renewing your mind, now your mind is at the top of your body, your brain. It's at the top. So what it does is your mind controls every other part and every other aspect of your body. Your mind controls your toes, as far down as your toes, your stomach, your knees. Your brain tells the rest of your body what to do or what not to do. So when we go in and we're going to talk about renewing our minds. Now, I was reading also in the New International Version. Now, the New International Version says, and this is Romans 12 and 2, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. Now, when you renew your mind, I mentioned the process. Process is easy. Process is easy. Process is easy. Three words. Process is easy. So the process, and the process that has helped me to renew my mind is, number one, I have to pray. We have to pray. The Bible says men ought to always pray. Pray without ceasing. We have to pray. We have to have an intimate, consistent relationship with the Lord. We have to. Jesus is our elder brother. He sits on the right hands of the Father making intercessions for us. So since we have the access, we already have access. Don't even worry about the access. You have the access. You're saved, washed by the blood of the Lamb, been baptized, everything. So you got that down. That's already done. That part of your process is done. Just pray. We have to pray and maintain our relationship with the Lord. Now, the issue is when you pray. So I did a study a few years ago about how to pray. And I was taught that when you pray, first of all, you thank God. So when you pray, you thank God. Lord, I thank you for who I am, that's showing adoration to God, or who you are, I'm sorry, who you are. We're thankful for who you are. So that's showing adoration to God. We worship you, Lord. We appreciate the things you've done. You're showing your gratitude, adoration, and your love for God. Then always come before the Lord with clean hands and a clean heart. You ask God to forgive you for all of your sins. The word also says we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. So we are all sinners. We are all sinners saved by God's grace, God's love. So you pray, thank God, praise God, adoration, and then ask God to forgive you for your sins. And when you go to God, I'm going to encourage you to change some things up. Usually, when we go to God, we go to God with this laundry list of the things that we want or the things that we need. We go to God with, God, I need my bills paid. Well, I'm going to tell you, the Bible says the Lord will supply all your needs according to his riches and glory. So that's already done. Lord, I want a healing. Word says, by his stripes we are healed. So it's up to us to know that God is doing these things for us. And those things are in progress as we are praying. And also when we go to God, and just talk to him. Lord, this is, I don't know, Betty. And I'm here, Lord, with my heart open, with my mind open, with my spirit open. Lord, I'm here. Just have a regular conversation with the Lord. Nothing doesn't have to be nothing so deep, nothing so spiritual. But just go and just talk to the Lord. Just be there. Be you. He created you to be you. So just go there and just talk to him. And I've heard a lot of people say when they start their prayer in the beginning of the day, they don't even say amen, because the Bible says you should pray without ceasing. And your day should consist of you praying throughout the day. So I encourage you to just switch it up a little bit. Pray throughout the day. When you start your prayer in the morning, thank you, Lord. Lord, I thank you for today. As you go through your day, Lord, touch the children at school. Lord, touch the trash man that picks up my trash. Lord, so-and-so needs a blessing, needs an anointing. Pray for other people. I encourage you. Just start to put your laundry list or your list to the side and just say, Lord, I'm here. What will you have me to do for today? Who do I need to bless? Who do I need to touch? Who do I need to uplift today, oh Lord? And I guarantee you, once you just lay your will down, just do this for 24 hours. Just do it for 24 hours. Just lay your will down. Go, just trust God for 24 hours. And I would love to know or to see what happens when you lay your will down. And I'm writing it down. I am going to do this myself. Lay your will down for 24 hours. Because I'm going to tell you, if you don't lay your will down and God needs to accomplish something, and especially if he needs to accomplish something through you, he will change some situations, rearrange some situations, so that whatever needs to be done, whatever is a top priority for God, God's priority will be accomplished. What he needs to have done, it will be done. Okay, so a part of this process is prayer. All right, the next part of the process in renewing your mind is to shut off all distractions. Shut off all distractions. And this goes back to the 24 hours. For 24 hours, don't go on social media. No social media, no Instagram, no Facebook, and no email. Just take 24 hours, here's another reword, to reset everything so that everything can be renewed and refreshing. Your mind, your body, and your spirit needs to be refreshing and needs to be renewed. I have noticed that when we're on Instagram and when we're on Facebook and just other social media outlets, we will come across in our news feeds information that we shouldn't see as Christians. I noticed, too, in my news feed a few months ago, a young lady that I admired this young lady, loved what she was doing as a community activist. But I noticed that her information began to change. And she is now into tarot readings, tarot cards, and things that are not of God. sorcery, witchery, those things are not of God. God is a God of love and peace and joy, those fruits of the Spirit. That's the God I serve. I don't serve a God with tarot cards and sorcery. So sometimes what we do need, we need to stop. We need to just reset and renew our minds. If you live near a place near water, I love water. Grew up in North Carolina. Would go to the beach at the drop of a dime. Had lakes around me. So I am a water fiend. Love the water. If you like the water, just go and sit by the water. Don't take a pencil. Don't take a journal. Just go and sit. And it has been a blessing for me to just go and sit by the water. Put your feet in the water. Go put your feet in the water and just sit. And just enjoy the goodness of the Lord. The sunshine. I also love the sunshine. And I have been fortunate enough to live in a state where there is sunshine. And the sun shines a lot. So just go and sit. Enjoy the sunshine. Soak up the vitamin D. Get the sunshine. Meditate. Just meditate on God's word. Meditate on his word day and night. Pray without ceasing. Remove your distractions. So distractions are big. So we need to remove our distractions. Then the other part, when you have done those things, once you have renewed your mind, when you have renewed your mind and removed the distractions, gone before the Lord and prayed, then you will be able to prove, as the New King James Version says, what is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. And the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. So once your mind is transformed and renewed, then your heart is open, your spirit is changed, you will learn to love people in a different way than you currently love people, and God will put you in a position so that you will know what his good will is. You will know what's acceptable and what his perfect will is. You'll know what his perfect will is for your life. It says we serve a God that sits high and looks low. So the thing is that because God is omnipotent and omnipresent, that means he's everywhere all at the same time. Omnipresent is everywhere all at the same time. That he knows exactly what you're going through. He knows exactly what you're experiencing. And once you have that close and intimate relationship with the Lord, then you will begin to know and understand what God has just for you. You will know what his perfect will is. And I personally have had the experience where I couldn't sit with the Lord because I knew he was going to give me something. I had to make sure that I was right before I went before the Lord. I felt like as a mother and as a caregiver to my grandmother and my mother, I couldn't sit before the Lord because I knew God was going to give me something important and an enormous task, and I wanted to be ready. I wanted to have my heart ready to receive whatever the Lord was going to give me or present before me. So I hope that you all have enjoyed our study on the power of re. going to have a young lady on in a few weeks. I'm hoping to have her on in a few weeks, and we're going to talk about, we're going to delve more into the power of re. But I just want to thank and praise God for everything that God is doing. I want to acknowledge Lady Kayla Pratt, and of course the fabulous lady Josie Hopkins and Josie's Inspirations. God is just so good. He's holy. He's wonderful. Almighty, gracious, unfailing, loving Father. So I just want to pray with you. Heavenly Father, as we come to you right now, oh God, we just thank you and praise you, oh Lord, for who you are and for whose we are, Lord God. Your word says we are royal, chosen priesthood, Lord God. You are our everlasting, loving, kind, gentle, strong Father, Lord God, our chief cornerstone, Lord God, strong tower, Lord God. Under your wings, we are safe, Lord God. As we come to you, we just thank you for everything that you've done and everything that you're doing in our lives, Most Holy One. God, we ask that you give us strength to endure, Lord God. These are trying times, Lord God. God, we're coming to you right now, head open, heart open, arms open, Lord God. People are experiencing death. People are experiencing dire financial situations. People are experiencing tumultuous situations in their relationships, husband and wife relationships, children relationships, relationships with their coworkers, Lord God. Your word says the enemy comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But you, Father, we know have come that we might have life and have it more abundantly, Lord God. God, teach us how to live more in our abundance, Lord. God, you blessed us with so many material things, Lord God. You blessed us with so many other spiritual things too, Lord. God, help us to tap into the spiritual things that you've blessed us with, Lord God. Love, joy, peace, Lord God. Help us to tap into those things. Help us to learn how to pray appropriately to you, Lord. How to develop and cultivate this intimate relationship with you, Lord God. Help us to see others the way you see others, Lord God. Help us to even see ourselves the way you see us, Lord God. Oftentimes we don't see ourselves as daughters of you, Lord God. We don't see ourselves as children of the King, Lord God. God, help us to know and to feel secure and give us the confidence in where we should be with you. Father, again, we just thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for all that you're doing in our lives, Lord. God, we ask that you just keep us, keep our minds, keep our bodies, keep our spirits, Lord God. Help us to keep our minds, keep our sanity, Lord. Lord, if anyone is about to take their life, let them know that you are the King of Kings, you are the Lord of Lords, and you have them, your loving arms, your Holy Ghost flows through them. Your loving arms are around them, Lord God. God, help us to keep our minds, to keep our sanity, Lord God. God, we just thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. We lift you up, Lord God. We thank you once again. Continue to touch Sister Kayla, the radio network, Sister Josie and Josie's Inspirations. Once again, God, we just thank you. We praise you and we lift you up. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much for listening. I am Elder Carla Olds, Reverend Carla Olds. You can find me on Facebook at Elder Carla J. Olds or Carla Johnson Olds. You can always check my website. We're going to have some new and interesting things coming up on the website, and I would love for you all to be a part of the upcoming newsletter. My website address is www.carla, C-A-R-L-A, J, Olds, O-L-D-S, .com. So the website is carlajolds.com. Please feel free to go in and click the box where it says subscribe so that you'll be on our email and our mailing list, and we'll keep you up to date with everything that's happening. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for the opportunity. Thank you for listening, and I hope you all continue to have a wonderful day in Jesus. Goodbye.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the Internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.